Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder.
testify. The devil thought it, but then my life was over. He thought by now I give up. He thought by now I give up. The devil thought it, that my life was over. He thought I had no more. The devil thought it, that my life was over. He thought by now I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
God's been good. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good. Everybody say, all of my life, come on, giant, say,
God's been good.
All of my life, God's been good. Baptist church, they used to sing a song that said, hold to his hand. Everybody say,
God's a
changed man. Let me hear you say, hold
to his hand.
God's a changed
man.
Oh, you ought to be on things. Everybody say,
hold
to his hand. Come on. Everybody say, God's been good.
God's been good to me.
Oh, down. Everybody say,
God's been good to me.
I want to tell you that
God's
been good. Everybody say, all of my life. Come on, giant, say,
God's been good.
All of my life. God's been good. Everybody say,
God,
I want to tell you that God been good to me. I hope y'all know it. My mind is made, and I'm on my way. Gonna hold my head. Going on with the Lord. Everybody say, my mind is made, and I'm on my way.
Gonna hold
my head. Going on.
you come out the Baptist church, they used to sing a song and say, hold to his hand, everybody say,
God
let me hear you say,
hold
to his hand, God the chain.
And so we're thankful. Oh, wait a minute. What's happening this morning? Okay. Anyway, let's see. Oh. Okay. Whew, I'm trying. I think it's going to be all. Oh, we still hear that echo. We still hear the echo. Can you hear Brother Perry? Okay, unplugging the mic. Okay, can you hear yet? Yes, yeah, weird today. Something going on here. All right. Y'all bear with me. Let me go to a song. And when we come back, maybe I have it fixed. Oh, you can hear now, Brother Perry. Can you hear me? Okay, good, good. I just needed to know that you could hear. That's all I needed to know. Because, okay, good, good. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so listen, Sherry almost out of ICU. And Brother Lewis say she didn't have a stroke. And they said they don't know what happened. But we know what happened. We know what happened. We know that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And we know that God is going to take care of his people. Yeah, we're winners. We're winners this morning. Hallelujah. I don't care what the situation looks like. I say this, all things must work together for my good. Yeah, it, all of it. I don't care how bad it looks, how bad it feels, how bad it sounds, the ending of it is, it's going to work for my good. I'm going to be a winner. I'm going to be more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. It is all through Christ Jesus that loves us. Yes, yes. So no matter what the enemy thinks, he's able to do. No matter what we've done. Yeah. God is able to see us through over and over and over again. Let me tell you something. I was thinking the other day because, you know, sometimes you go to do one thing and it'll do another. And y'all be careful on the internet because they got words that look like the original words that you want. And you click on that thing, and when you click on it, it's something else. Especially dealing with your bank accounts and all that kind of stuff, personal information and all of that. So what happened with me is I went somewhere and these people got my information. Well, they had told me I was on the dark web. My email address was on the dark web, but that's all they had. They tried to get in to get more information, but they couldn't. But somewhere in there, they got my bank card number. And they charge $19, and they, you know, they do little things, a dollar, to see, you know, if they can get more. They start with a small amount, and if that amount go through, then they try for something bigger and try to wipe your whole account out, take all your little change, all your little money. So I, and see, sometimes it's the employees working at these places, Wells Fargo, huh? ByStar Credit Union. I don't know what your credit union name. And other places. It's the employee. Capital One, be careful with Capital One. I love Capital One. But they got some thieves over there. I was here at my house right here in Fleming Island at the table studying my Bible. And my app, Capital One app went off. And when I looked at it, it said I was in Miami and had charged a dollar to my car. I immediately locked the car and called Capital One. And I said, well, how is it somebody in Miami have my card number, my PIN number off the back, and they trying to purchase something? He said, ma'am, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm glad you locked your card. He said, and we'll put that dollar back on your card. He said, but sometimes it's an inside job. I said, okay, I understand. So, see, they had folk at Wells Fargo breaking you off, just taking all your stuff. Yeah, taking all your stuff. So I learned last night that they can write Citgo Bank, let's say. And then the way they spell it, it looks normal, but it's not the right C that go with it. It's something else in there. So be careful clicking on stuff on the internet. Be careful, be careful. I'm just giving you a little warning and just be prayerful, Lord. I need to pay my electric and let it be the True Electric Company or whatever you're doing. Yeah, because I used to try to do a lot of shopping online, especially now that COVID-19 is here. But I'm careful with that. My Walmart app is not working. It won't work. I've called Walmart a number of times. They appear not to be able to help me yet. And they say, well, I'm escalating it. Well, you escalated it, but nothing still, it's still broke. Yeah. So we just got to be careful. That's all. Prayerful and careful. That's all we got to be. This morning, we're waiting on our guest to come in, Minister Keith DeVault of Jacksonville, Florida. And he's going to be our speaker of the morning when he get in here. And it's all right. See, I know that in my heart. Ooh, he thought it was going to be a big deal with Sherry. He thought we were going to have to do some crying and all of it. I cried, but it was unto the Lord. it was unto Almighty God who can fix it. Yeah. So I'm praying that she come home and that she get better than she has ever been. We praying for her eyes as well, that God will touch and heal her eyes, that she can see better. Yeah. And yeah, I believe the Lord let us sleep too, Brother Lewis, through that worst pain. Yeah. And he said the doctors freaked out because they couldn't wake her up. But I believe God allowed Sherry to go on to sleep because she couldn't take the pain and the spasms. Yeah. It was a bit much. So we prayed the prayer of faith and we believed God, and that's what he did. Yeah. I was believing him for no broken bones, but he know what's best. Maybe Sherry needed that rest. You hear me? Maybe she needed to rest. And so the Lord allowed it. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to look this morning at Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're going down to the 8th verse. But let's pray right quick. And because I don't know what time Minister DeVault is coming in. So let's pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the good report on Sherry. And Father, we're looking forward to you bringing her out of ICU and that she's having a speedy recovery and that, Lord, she's better than she was before. And we bring her before you this morning asking, Lord, that you would touch her eyes and heal today in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, she'll see better than she's ever seen after she get this good rest, God. We thank you this morning for hearing us. We thank you for answering us. And we know that you love Sherry. Hallelujah. You loved her so much and sent your only begotten son to suffer and die for her. So, Father, do it for this morning in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal Brother Louis. God, fix him today. Like he's never been fixed before. Do it for your glory. Strengthen him in this hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. And Father, we ask this morning that you would remember every caller and every listener. God, we bring them before you this morning. And we put them on the altar. Father, we come boldly before your throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. And this morning, whatever your people are asking for, Father, I'm touching and agreeing with them. Lord, I'm on one accord with them, whatever it may be today, that you would bless in the name of Jesus. You would work miracles in the name of Jesus. That you would give favor in the name of Jesus. Father, move by your spirit for these your people today. Bless their households, God. Go make a visit. And whatever needs to be fixed, Lord, you fix it. Because we know if you fix it, it can't be unfixed. Bless their families. Bless their friends. Family members near and far. Friends near and far today. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out not only needs, but desires and wants this morning. In the name of Jesus, all moved by your spirit, Lord. And God, help us to see, even without the money that we feel we need, even without the things we feel we want, you're yet for us. You're yet on our side. Father, you're yet blessing us. Or you keep us going from day to day. And we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, Father, for all you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Ah, we thank you, Lord, for your answers. Hallelujah. Answered prayers. We thank you this morning. And those prayers that you did not answer, Father, we realize it wouldn't work together for our good. And so, Father, we thank you even for the unanswered prayers this morning. Hallelujah. You know what's best for us. And, Father, we give you glory this morning because we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We can come and make our petition known unto you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. And Father, you know what's best again for each of us. Move by your spirit today. Fix it all for us today. And Lord, strengthen us in you. Give us a spirit of obedience like never before. Help us not to look at stuff and things, but Lord, help us to look at you woke us up another morning. Help us to look at we're clothed in our right minds. Help us to look at we have the use and activity of limbs, our life, health, and strength. God, help us to look at that. Help us to look at your word this morning, for your word is true. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you today. We give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And Father, there are many who have not come to you yet. And Lord, we ask that God, you would send someone along to plant a seed. Lord, to lift your name up so you can draw men unto you. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Father, as the things begin to come in my mind that you've done for us, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, you're like no other this morning. Ask, Lord, that you would heal the sick here today. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, remember those that are incarcerated in every branch of the military. Remember those, God, that need more than we are able to give, God. Remember them this morning because, Father, you're the one have to give it, and many don't believe. And we must believe today. Help us, Lord. We stand in the need of you. Every one of us, all of us, the world needs you today. The songwriter said, Father, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing we can't get enough of. And the scripture says that you are love, Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning for your unconditional love towards us. We are not good children, but you're a perfect parent, and you yet love us. And we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families, intercessors and prayer people everywhere, praying for others in the name of Jesus, those that pray for sharing, different ones that I've requested, God. Bless this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, bless your preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Remember our brothers and sisters overseas, everywhere, Lord. They stand in the need of you. Strengthen them in this hour and supply their need, God. Lord, remember the desires of their hearts. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Send more of your word their way, oh God. Help them to apply it to their daily lives in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless America and the leadership. Lord, have mercy on every American today. And Lord, forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, wrong thoughts, wrong speakings, and wrong feelings. And Father, today, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow, cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness, and give us all a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Father, have your way here today. Move by your spirit here this morning. Bless Minister DeVault as he come in, God. Bless his family. And Lord, you know the desires of his heart. Move by your spirit for him today. Strengthen him as your man of God. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all today. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ah, thank you. Hey, thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering us this morning. Oh, we need you, Lord, like never before. Many days we always need you, but some days are a little tougher than others. And God, this morning, we need you. We can't make it without you. But without you, we can do nothing. And we thank you this day. Father, we give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And Lord, as I look at the numbers in the studio, bless every number. Bless every caller, every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. Move by your spirit today, oh God, for your people in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to do what's right before you. Walk upright before you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen again and hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today. We thank you. We thank you. Can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. It's all right today in Jesus' name. This morning, I wanted to look at Romans chapter 8, and we're most likely going down to the eighth verse, somewhere down in there. I may go a little further. And this is what it says, starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm excited right there. Ooh. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Listen now. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We're not trying to please this flesh. We're trying to please God. We're trying to walk in him. Hallelujah. Not in us. Oh, we did. Look, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We're not condemned. We may have shortcomings, but we're not condemned. 2 said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Listen, my life is no longer my own. My life is here in Christ. It's here in Jesus. This life I'm living now is not the same as the old life that I come out of my mother's womb with. I've been born again. Many of us, we've been born again. And we didn't go back in the mother's womb, but we've been born of the spirit and the water. My goodness, I'm dying. I'm going to get all right here in a minute. I'm going to get all right. I'm going to get all right. Thank you, Jesus. This is good news this morning, because somebody's in trouble and they don't know which way to turn. They don't understand that if they give God a chance, he's going to fix it all for them. There are those who feel like I've done wrong and there's no reckoning for me. There's no forgiveness for me. God can't forgive me. I've done too much. We have those who feel they kill people. Why would God forgive them? Because they asked for it. They molested children. How is God going to forgive them? Because they asked for it. Yeah. He said, if we ask, he'll do it. If we come to him, God is sorry for what we've done. He going to put that in the sea of forgetfulness and never remember it again. You may remember it, but he won't. This is good news. Before I come to God, he's not going to condemn me now for my past. He wiped that away. He gave me a clean slate. I come brand new to him. And I might fall short, but guess what? I'm not condemned. Because there is forgiveness for me. All I got to do is ask him to forgive me and mean it. He'll come right in and forgive me, clean me up, and send me on my way. Yeah. In verse 3, it says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. See, Moses then was following the law. And some people trying to follow the law today. They won't believe in Jesus. They won't believe that God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes on him won't perish but have everlasting life. They don't believe that God's son can set them free. Whom the son set free is free indeed. They can't believe that because they feel like I've done so much ugly. I need something strict. I don't know what more stricter you can get than Jesus, the Son of God, God himself. How much more stricter do you need? It's just that we don't believe. Many people don't believe. But I thank God today we are believers. We believe the word of God. We believe what God says. We believe God. Many times he come to see about us. We believe him. We know we were in situations where nobody could get us out but God. Nobody could help us but him. So we're free in him. We're not condemned. We have the spirit of God. We have the spirit of Christ. Our life is in him now. It's not like it used to be. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, because see, we couldn't stop us even back then. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Yeah, he condemned sin in our flesh. Thank you, Jesus. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Them 10 commandments might be filled in us because he broke the 10 down to 2. If you do those 2 commandments, you've done the whole 10. Yeah. And I'm grateful unto him this morning for breaking them down for me. Yeah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Because guess what? Today we don't have to have bulls. We don't have to have doves and lambs and all of that. He sent the ultimate sacrifice for us. Yeah. Sent the ultimate sacrifice for us. if we just don't think our sins are so bad that nothing and nobody can forgive us. A lot of people think that way. They think it's got to be tougher than nails. Because I've done so much wrong, God can't forgive me. I've just done did too much out here. It's no way, God. Yeah, that's the way a lot of people think. I had a friend like that. He thought he had to get on the altar and wallow and call on Jesus till he died because of what he had done. Because they feel like the sins are so heavy, I can't just go to God and just ask him to forgive me. That's all. I got to suffer a little bit. Now, all that ain't what he said. Ask and he'll give it to you. Repent is what Peter told him. And be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say you had to get on the altar and grovel, get on the altar and beg, get on the altar and fall out because you done did so much wrong. You can't forgive you like that. You can't come in and set it free like that. You can forgive yourself, but you can't put them sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Only God can do that. So we go to him humbly, boldly before his throne, making our petition known. And the reason we can go boldly is because we're coming to him to get it right with him. We're not coming before the throne to my, I don't believe. We're not coming before the throne to cuss God. We're coming that he can make us whole. He can fix us because we are broken. He knew we were broken from our mother's birth. I mean, our mother's womb. He said, in sin did your mother conceive you. We come from a sinful nature, but he sent his son to fix all of that for us. All we got to do is believe and seek him. Study his word. It'll grow us. Faith coming by hearing the word of God. Yeah. Look now, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? This is Matthew's, I got to go back, y'all. This is Matthew's 22 and 37. I started at 36, let's say. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Do you understand this? What he said right here, we're doing these two things right here. We covered. We got it. He got rid of the 10 and broke it down into 2 so that it'd be easier for us. We don't have to travel 3, 4, 5 miles to take no bull to sacrifice. We don't have to travel 10 miles to take some cows or nothing else to be sacrificed, to get up a bunch of doves. If we love the Lord thy God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind, we own it. He said, and that second one, if thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Because if we do this right here, we're doing all the ten. All the ten is in this 2. All the 10 commandments are in those 2 right there. That's Matthew 22. I read third verse 37 down to verse 39. But verse 40 says, on these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's verse 40. Yeah, from 36 to 40 is what I read of Matthew 22. If you get a chance, go in there and read. You can start from the beginning. It's going to give you a better understanding, hallelujah, of what God is talking about. He said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So if we walk in after the spirit, we're doing them two commandments he talked about over there. We love him. We love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Who is your neighbor? Anybody you come in contact with in my book. Anybody you come in contact with, anybody that's in need. And God has blessed you to be the one to provide the need. It's your neighbor. Yeah. So we go on down to verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. For they that are after the flesh now, this is what he says, do mind the things of the flesh. Well, what you talking about, Barbara? Well, you after the car. You after the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You after prestige and power. Look at me. I got this. I got that. You don't have it. You can't get it. I'm on my job working. I can't go to church because I'm trying to impress on my job. I'm trying to get a better position on the job. But how many know if you went to church, you went to the Lord, he can do it for you without all of that. You don't have to, take off of folk and all of that just so you can get a better position. God know how to come in and do it just right. They told me this. They say out in Hollywood, every actor, every entertainer, they had to do something special to get there. And a lot of times, a man have to go with a man and a woman have to go with a woman and just all kind of stuff. But how many know this? If God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. You're his, he's yours. You don't have to do those things. God will give you favor. God will make a way for you. So I said, well, now, I don't believe that to be the truth. Yeah. But you know, folk without the spirit and discernment, they'll see things in a whole nother crazy light. And sometimes folk let their imagination go too far. Too far. My goodness. Yeah, but I tell you this morning, if we walk in after the spirit, if we walk in the spirit, if we are after the things of God, we're in a good place. We're on our way somewhere, y'all. Yeah, we're on our way. We're going somewhere real good, where trouble will cease. Yeah. Sabbath won't have no end. We can worship God as long as we want to. We at peace. We at rest. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. That's verse 5 of Romans chapter 8. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death. If your mind is just on natural stuff, it's death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And how I know so, I've tried it. I tried it for myself. He said if we'll keep our mind on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. When I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I can't think of all at one time, but he'll bring certain things to my remembrance. When I think on the scripture, matter of fact, it's in the same scripture, I believe, I let nothing separate me from the love. When I go back over there and I look and I see when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When I go and I look over there in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And I take that thing personally. And I, Barbara, shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He restores me. When I look at that, look here, that encourage me. It inspires me to go further with him. So I have life and peace because I'm spiritual minded. It don't make me perfect. It don't make me better than nobody else. I'm just in a good place where being carnally minded is death. Because, see, I'm worried. I'm stressed. Do y'all know all of that would kill you? I'm worried. I'm stressed. And I'm dying physically and I'm dead spiritually. Because I don't have a good life. I'm worried. I don't know where the next meal coming from. I don't know what I'm going to do about my living arrangements. COVID came and the landlords extended it, but now they want their money and they're saying, I got to go. I applied for this and they said no. On top of that, I find out something going on in my relationship with my husband or wife. In the midst of all this, I find out something is going on with my children. I have no control over these things. I'm just worried, look like to no end. I found out that one of my relatives, close relatives, died and live up north and I'm in the south and I can't travel fast enough to get there. All of this going on. It's like it's a train wreck and a heart attack going on all at the same time. I'm on the train. The train done had a severe wreck and I'm having a severe heart attack. To be carnally minded is death. I'm spiritually dead and I'm physically dying. This stuff is killing me because I'm only designed to take so much stress. And now the stress is affecting my heart. I've had people to tell me, yeah, Miss Brown died and Barbara, she died from heartbreak. What? Barbara, her children broke her heart. They kept getting into one thing after another. They didn't go down and see her because they loved her. Every time they went down there, they went for something to see what they could get out of her. She was heartbroken. Barbara, you remember Mr. Jack? Yeah. Well, Mr. Jack died because he couldn't handle the fact that the state come in and said he was losing so much of his property. They believed the report of the devil. They didn't believe the report of the law, of the Lord, the word of God. They didn't believe the report of God. And they kept their mind on this stuff. I'm going to lose it. What if I could do this? What if I could do that? They just couldn't just go to God and leave it on the altar and trust him to bring them out. I know you've heard, some of you heard the song that says, I've had some good days. How many heard that? I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Why? God's been good to me. Why? I can take my burdens to the Lord and leave them there. What you talking about, Barbara? I can go boldly before the throne of grace, tell God my petition. Yeah, and ask him to fulfill my petition. Get up from the altar and go help somebody else. While I'm helping someone else, God is working on my situation. When I look around, my stuff is taken care of. But if I'm going to sit up and not take it to God, I'm just going to worry myself to death over it. But again, to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Y'all done heard him say, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. I never lived this kind of life before. I never had this kind of joy and peace and happiness. But Barbara, your grandchild think I'm still got peace, joy, and happiness, and I'm still living my best life because I took my grandchild to the Lord and left him with God. Hallelujah, Brother Mike. Yes, sir. My good days outweigh my bad days. No need for me to complain. I could, but I won't. Look, God sent his son. And if I accept that son, if I believe, not only am I going to have everlasting life, but I'm going to have a good life right here. Nobody's looking for me to kill me. The police is not looking for me. I'm not sick unto death. Oh, I got the little weight thing going on. I'm trying to get off of things. Some days I see what I want. I see them chicken wings and I have to have me some of them. But I'm yet at peace. I'm yet happy. I'm yet living this best life in Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing come my way that he can't handle. See, I might not could handle it, but he can. And then he told me this, you can do all things through me as I strengthen you. You're the head, Barbara, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, some weapons come in your way now. They're going to form. But it won't prosper. It won't get no bigger, Barbara, if you keep believing. Keep seeking my word. Keep seeking me. Keep talking to me. Go help somebody. It's going to be all right, Bob. Would bring me to the songwriter that said, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Said it three times. But we got to believe. And we're walking after the Spirit of God. We're doing things his way, the way we believe it pleases him, the things that he can accept. Oh, no, ma'am, it won't prosper. He didn't say it wouldn't form, but it won't get no bigger. And it really won't affect you. It just formed up there. It just came up. Yeah. For greater is he that lives within you than he that's in the world. David said, I cried unto the Lord. He heard my cry. I called on God. He came to see about me. He's no respecter of persons. He's not going to do it for David and don't do it for you. He's not going to do it for Saul and don't do it for me. Yeah. Verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Thinking in the natural with your natural mind, that's against God. Because sooner or later it's going to tell you, okay, now you know you shouldn't be drinking no more because one is too many and 1,000 is not enough. You saved now. God delivered you from the alcohol. But your mind going to tell you, well, you haven't drank in 20 years. Just take your little nip. Just take a little swig. Don't do it. Because your mind, if it's the natural thought, it's going to please the natural flesh. The natural thought will please the natural flesh. That's what it does. You've been by yourself all this time. John hollered at you, and you won't even give John the time of day. You tired of being by yourself. And look over there. Everybody got a husband but you. You should be ashamed of yourself. John done hollered at you. But John don't mean me no good. John want to lay and play and go on and then lay and play wherever else he can. But your mind will tell you this. Women have come to me. All right, Brother Lou, I sung it now. Women have come to me and say, well, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'm almost in my 30s. I'm 31. I'm not married. I don't have no children. Well, what book said at 31, 30, 29, 28, 18, 40, what book told you at a certain age you had to be married and have children? Because, see, the enemy came in and told them men are just after young women. But the devil is a fool and a lie, and I make a fool and a lie out of you. All men are not, especially an older man. Many times he's not seeking a young chippy because she don't know nothing and he don't feel like training her. He gets a woman his age. But that devil, your natural mind will tell you some crazy stuff. When I look back at Sarah, Sarah was in her 90s and had a baby. Who wrote the book on age and told you you got to be a certain age to do a certain thing? We talking about an almighty God that have all power. There's no higher power. There's nothing too hard for him to do. I think I would be a fool to seek after a man 28 years old and I'm 64. I need the boy that's my age. I need that boy that know by Andy Griffin, the Beverly Hillbillies. You understand what I'm talking about? Mr. Ed, the talking horse. My three sons, Green Acres, Petticoat Junction. I need that kind of fella. And he believes still according to those times because that's in him. He's got respect for himself and women and men and children. I don't need nobody my age taking on the world ways and thinking like the young men think. Oh, no, that won't work with me. Because you're going to come want me to take care of you. You're going to come wanting to smoke weed in my house. That won't work. You're going to want to sit up a full-grown man all day and play video games instead of going to work and doing something for yourself and the woman you said you want. The family you said you want. I don't understand. But this is what happened. That's where that natural mind will take you. You will follow the world ways and what the world is doing. That's what you're doing. You have the opportunity to get on your knees and cry to the Lord. You playing video games. Video games. Life is not a game. Life is real. And God is coming back looking for his people. He's not looking for them sitting up all day playing video games. They never gave him nothing, not even a mumble of prayer. And this is what the devil want me to take in my house? The devil is a fool, fooling with Barbara. What you say, Brother Louis? You got jeans older than that? Don't make me laugh. Yeah. But look, if we got that carnal mind, it's enmity against God. It keeps us separated from God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Uh-uh. That thing will tell you at the age of 64, your natural, Barbara, go dye your hair pink. Just when the Lord bring in that beautiful silk, that silk gray to my head, I'm to my some pink hair. Are you crazy? Then that thing will tell you, your natural mind will tell you, Barbara, you still got a little bit left. You got some curves. Go on and get you some spandex. I'm not going to be able to do it for you. I am not going to be able to do that. You got the little weight on you, and I'm going to wear some stilettos. You got to be crazy. My feet need taken care of at this age. I don't want to break a bone in my foot. But that devil will tell you, along with your flesh, see, your flesh want it. And that devil will come in and show you a way to do it. No, sir. My carnal mind is enmity against God. It's death. is destruction for me. But the spiritual minded is life and peace. Verse 8, come on, and says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Did y'all hear that? If we leaning and depending on our flesh, if we walking in our flesh, if we doing what our flesh tell us to do, we cannot please God. Now, that's what his word says, not what I say. Because, see, if I'm pleasing my flesh, what God said, I'm going to omit it. I'm going to overlook it. I won't do it. I will not do it. He said, don't let fornication be once named among you. Now, I'm a big fornicator. And then got the nerve to tell people, but God understand. Are you kidding me? He understand you disobedient. He understand you pleasing your flesh. It's enmity against him. And you not pleasing him. But you talking, the Lord going to bless me. The Lord going to dis. How would you expect God to bless you and you disobedient? You're doing what he said not to do. Anybody had good parents when we didn't do what these parents told us to do? We got punished. I couldn't act up in school and then go home and say, Daddy, I want a new pair of shoes. He'll look at me like I'm crazy. Especially I didn't need shoes. I just wanted shoes. But I've been disobedient. I know he didn't approve of that. He did not like that schoolhouse activity that I pulled. And now I'm going to go home and ask for something. But we treat God like that. We disobedient. And then we want to go home and ask God for humility. Did I pronounce it right? Okay. Humility. Okay, humility. Thank you, Brother Perry. Thank you. You've been around, Brother Lewis. That's a good thing. But I say humility, but I'm good. So look, we cannot do that. We cannot do what we want to do, expect God to bless us, and it keep continuing on. The mind is enmity, E-N-M-I-T-Y, against God, your natural mind. He went on to tell you, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that's what he said. And if we want things from God, all that we want, he's a big God, he give big things. He can give you the $500,000 house. He can give you the $1 million house. He can give you the cars and whatever you want, your own business and make it successful. But you want to do it without him? You want to do it according to your flesh? Even the church went after this fleshly stuff. Everybody need to tell me what, bring your W-2s so we can know how much money you make a year. We want a bigger building. We want better pews, better carpet, better chandeliers in here. And if we know how much everybody make and y'all sign a contract that you're going to pay your tithes and offering and you're going to give this, or tithes and you're going to give this much in offering every Sunday, then we can carry this to the finance company and we can get this, because the carnal mind is against God. That's what I'm going to say. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Mm-hmm. 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, that's what the word say in verse 9 of Romans 8. That's not what Barbara said. That's what the word of God said. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, this is what Apostle Paul was teaching them Romans. And he's teaching us this today, too. Because we're supposed to be in God, and God is supposed to be in us. And if this is the case, we obey him. We don't do what we want to do. It's not our thing to do what we want to do. We went to the altar and said, I do. We went to the altar and said, until death do us part. And I know in the natural and in a marriage when folk done you wrong and cheated on you, this and that, you say, this is the death doing me part, but that ain't what the word said. She cheated on you, but she didn't die. And you can't get another wife, so you may as well go back to the altar, pray, ask God to teach you and help you to forgive this woman and help her not to let her flesh go that far out again so you can have a companion. We want to please God. Yeah. Because we treat God like we treat people. We'll use somebody. And don't think nothing of it. Look here, using folks and don't even think we're doing nothing wrong. Don't take nothing into consideration what people do for us. We got the hook up. We were supposed to get that. Are you kidding me? We never consider nobody else but what we want. And that's the way we do God. I'm not going to stop doing this. When I was in the world, I used to tell folks it's hard to stop doing what feel good to you. It's hard to stop what's good to you. Foolishness. Foolishness. And that's why I stayed out there so long, because I'm speaking craziness. Yeah. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You don't belong to him. I don't care how loud you sing in the choir. I don't care how much devotion you lead. I don't care how many sermons you done preached. I don't care how many sick people you done healed. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of, you're none of his. Now that's what the words say. And we need to take this serious. This is serious business. Because many times we keep doing whatever it is we want to do, and we don't, and know what, we have a form of godliness. We go into church, we amen and loud, everything that the church have, we dance for it. It's a form of godliness. We're going through the motion. But what are we really giving Almighty God that have all the power? What are we really surrendering to him? What are our hearts telling God when we got that form of godliness? When we walking in our flesh and not in his spirit, what are we telling him? Help us today, Lord. See, because God looking, he hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. He hear every word you say, now, Lord, they done did this to me on the job, God, and I've been your steward on the job, Lord. You ain't did nothing but got on that job and talked about the game and whatever the world was talking about. You knew just as much about it as they did, because that's where you've been. You've been watching the stone in the crazy. Yeah. You've been watching the I Disobey God on TV. Yeah. You keep watching the Tyler Perry's I'm Full of Foolishness, That's Why I Like This on TV. And some will go before me and say, now, Lord, you know, I've been your humble servant. I've been working for you 10 years. I know the Lord tickles. I could imagine him smiling and laughing. What? Look at my child. He sent somebody along to talk to you. But you keep saying, because you're trying to come up with an excuse. But he hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. So we need to get it right with him. I'm not telling you to get it right with me. Because I got to get it right with him. I can't get it right with you. I got to get it right with God. Yeah. And I want to obey him. I want to walk in the spirit because I want to belong to him. Look what he said. Now there's no condemnation. What the law couldn't do, the spirit did. The law was weak. I brought my son forth for you. I broke the Ten Commandments down into two just for you, so it'll be easier for you. And you still can't hold on to that because you let your natural mind go too far out. You don't stop the devil even from speaking to you when you already done decided to do something. He see you decided to do it, so he come in and add a little more wood to the fire and make it burn bigger. So you'll go all the way out there. Yeah, somebody said I wasn't happy at home. And I just needed something. So I started talking to her because she had a good ear to listen and she understood what I was talking about. Next thing you know, you're cheating on your wife. You're cheating on your husband. Well, he was just there for me. Natural minded, you walking in your flesh, that's, you know, God didn't tell you to go out there and do that. Well, I tried to talk to my husband, but he didn't understand. I tried to talk to my wife, but she didn't understand. And all actual reality, you was looking for somebody to replace what God had already given you, a husband or wife. Your flesh is getting you in trouble because you choose not to walk after God, but after yourself. How many know ain't no power in us to keep us? It's God that keep us. Yeah. He said if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace because we trust him. Look what verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. My life is hid in him. What used to affect the natural no longer affects it. You used to would cuss me out, I'll cuss you out back, and if you want to thump, we have gone and thump. You can cuss me out today, I'm going to walk away praying for you. Yeah. Back in the day, I got angry with you before I came to God in the fullness. You made me mad, I'll cuss you out. And threaten you too. And would tell you, I'll put these hands on you. You talking. I'm not about that talk. I don't have no more to say. Let's thump. That was not God in the flesh. Today, you can say anything you want, do anything you want. I don't have that kind of mentality. If you make me angry, do you know I don't even remember a cuss word? Why? He delivered me. I choose to walk after the Spirit of God. I'm not perfect. So I don't need nobody to point over, oh, she thinks she better than, no. I got much coming up to do in God. I'm yet striving for perfection in him and through him. If there's a perfect thing about me, he did it. It wasn't me. And I don't know about it just yet. Well, I do. Because the only perfect thing I got is the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Son. And I got him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Did you hear that? He said, but if. Because that was a possibility that the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead may not be in you. So he said, but if. See, it changed things right there. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, it'll quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Remember I said, greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. Do you remember me saying that? We have that greater in us. And the greater that's in us is him. And he will speak to us. Don't do that, Barbara. Sometimes we'll override it because it's so soft. And sometimes we think it's us. Anybody been there and done that? We overrode the spirit and went on and did what we wanted to do. Yeah. So we're going a little bit further. In verse 12, it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. See, because that's what the world will tell you. You're a debtor to your flesh. Get the American dream. And they'll tell you, get it by any means necessary. Step on folks, kill folks. Five people that's been for this company 20 years, they've been a company person. They wanted to see the company succeed, not just because of a paycheck, but because they were a part of the company. And if I leave the company, I'm leaving something good behind. You don't understand, Barbara. I can marry Big Mike. He's not marriage material. But you over there playing house. You're living with him. How is it you can't marry him and live in the house with him, but you cannot marry him and yet live in the house with him? What kind of the nonsense is that? And Brown said, what in the foolishness is this? We debtors to, I just can't tell him no. See, he didn't have no family. His dad did this and his mom did that. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you should die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Just say no. Well, see, you don't understand, Barbara, if I get some of this PPP money, I can be on, but you didn't have a business. But, Barbara, you, see, what I do is they take so much out of my taxes, out of my check. And I just get me two kids that somebody ain't worked all year. They're not using them, Barbara. The government got plenty. They took all my money. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. 13 says, well, if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Just say no. Lord, you see they took all of this out of my pay. I'm single. I don't have children. I don't have a wife. And they taking all this money from me. Lord, give me a thought. Lord, give me a business. Give me a way to increase my income so that I won't cheat on the government. I won't go after the PPP, God, because I don't deserve it. It's not for me. I don't have a business. It's a lot of things. I won't go with the pastor. He got a wife. I want fur and sneaker and sniggle and sneakle and whatever they call it around with the deacon board. The deacon got a wife. All the deacons got wives. I'm single. I won't steal at the grocery store. I won't steal at department stores. I have all that I need, but I just wanted that purse out of there. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's what Romans 8:14 says. But ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. But ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Going back up to 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We got God. If we allow him to lead and guide us, we are his. We're walking in the Spirit now. We're not in bondage. We're not fearful again because we've been there. We come out of there into this newness of life. And we receive the spirit of adoption. We adopted by him. But he went on and made us joint heirs. Adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It'll let you know who you are. And then you ever been praising and worshiping with somebody else, and you can just feel the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody was praising us. Or somebody was preaching and you just felt the spirit. That spirit in them is agreeing with the spirit in you. That's why birds of a feather, two flock together. Women that go with married men, they understand each other. Side chicks. What in the nonsense? What in the disrespect myself to the fullest is that? Folk that got alcohol addiction, they understand each other. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We got him in us. Great is he is in us than he that is in the world. And if children, listen, being heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Are we suffering for his sake? Are we suffering with him? On the job, are you taking all of that off of them people, supervising all of them? Because you're suffering with him. You're suffering for him. Yeah, I went to church and Big Larry didn't like it. And he told me, don't you go back to church no more. What you doing, chasing behind the preacher over there? What's going on? I'm going back. When I get back, I'm going to get beef from my husband because he didn't want me to go, but I can't help myself. I got to praise. I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I got to praise. I got to go over there with it. Presence of the Lord is, the table is spread, and the feast of the Lord is going on. When I go to Bible study, I come out knowing something new about God and what his word said for me to apply to my daily life. Nobody going to stop me from going over there. 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The things we're suffering through, the things we choose not to do that's wrong, it's not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Wait until you get there and see what you get for being obedient, for working unto God, for appearing to give up the right for the wrong, for your suffering. Look like everybody around you had more than you. Keep going and die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yeah. The earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yeah, I like all of that. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected, who have subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. But what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Jesus, that mediator. Hallelujah. 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them so justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not him also freely give us all things? You've heard me say before, if God let his son die for you, suffered and died, you don't think he'll give you some money? You don't think he'll give you the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy? You don't think he'll give you the big Bentley? The big Mercedes? Huh? He said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Yeah, he go to God for us. He cry out for us to the Father. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us? This is it right here now. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? What you going to let separate you from God? You going to let fornication do it? You're going to let mama do it, or granddaddy, or the job, money, prestige, promotion? What you going to let separate you from the love of God? 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Because of this, we're different. We're not chasing after the same things the world chasing after. We're not doing the same things they're doing. Yes, we're turning the other cheek. Yes, we stand in humbleness. I know Jesus going up the street, beat up, dragging his cross, weak. And they get somebody else to help him. That was humiliating. Do you understand that? You bloody, beat up, dragging a cross. You know you did nothing wrong, but you get bearing this because of your love for others. Even those who haven't been born yet. So we looked upon as weak. We looked upon we're not hip. They look at me as she don't know nothing. She old school. She old fashioned. We don't live that way no more. Because you're part of the world. And you thinking like the world. If not, you would be thinking the way that God said when he changed you. When you became a new creature in him, you changed completely. You didn't change some of the stuff and keep the rest. No, God changed the whole thing, but it's your choice to seek him. It's your choice to stay with him where he's at. It's your choice to remain, not to follow the world and keep changing with the times with them. Because if you look out there, the world has gotten wickeder and wiser. Tell me it has not. And this is what you follow it. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Because, hey, Barbara don't come in glitter and glamour when she come to speak. Barbara don't keep the people separated from her after she speak. After she minister, she mix and mingle with the people. Barbara come to my house, it was tore up, but she came over there and cleaned it up. Never grumbled, never complained. I felt so bad, but when she got through, she made me feel so much better. But the world will talk about you. Church folks, not the people of God, but church folk will talk about you. They're not going to come over there and lift a finger. Because, see, they got a clique going. Y'all done heard about them church cliques. And today they try to justify it. Ain't no justification in that. God is not sleep. And I want you to know, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. A lot of times it may not come back for you, but it'll come back in the most embarrassing way. It'll come back on your family, your sister, your brother, your children. Somebody will do something that, oh, the nerve of them. And that clique will know who you really are. You're not all that. And I don't understand how they get there. That form of godliness. Because when you got God for real, you real. You're not out here performing and putting on for the people. It is what it is. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Because see, we're doing something different so the world see us as Looney Tunes, they see us as crazy. We don't know nothing. We ignorant. We uneducated. We old-fashioned. That's not what that scripture means. Because, see, they fixing it up to go along with what they doing so they can feel better about themselves. But God's word will remain the same. And when he come back, those that it's not in, he going to know the difference. You're not fooling God. You may be fooling the people, but you're not fooling God. So this is what he said about us that believe and stand with his word, stand in his way, the way that he wanted to be. This is what he say for us. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. They're going to hate us. He said, but he overcame. So we are overcome. They won't like us because we stand for the truth. Sometimes they won't like you for the way you dress, for the way you wear your hair. And guess what? It's no respect of person. You black and the black person don't like you. You white and the white person don't like you. You brown and the brown people don't like you. Huh? You red and the red people don't like you. You purple and the purple people don't like you. The yellow people don't like you and you yellow. You green and the green people don't like you. Why? You're not like they are. And a lot of times what they see in you, they want it, but they refuse to go after it to get it. They even refuse to ask you, well, how you come to work happy every day? Well, how you get up every morning with a smile on your face? How you get up on Monday so cheerful and full of life? It's Monday. How is it you don't never go out to have no fun? I have plenty of it myself. And plenty of laughter. How is it when Friday comes, you don't need a beer? How come when Saturday comes, you don't have a bottle over there? Great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I have greater in me. Woo! I have the greatest in me. Greater than anything that's in the world. And what the world want, I don't. What the world need, I don't have to have. Yeah. The hunt with the two palm trees would be good for me. Long as I got King Jesus. Yeah. It's not that I don't need nobody else. It's that he gonna send somebody else if I need something. Oh, my goodness. So look, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. 38, we got down here, y'all. We got down here. 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Did you hear that? He named some things here. Sometimes folk will let death separate them. He let my mama die. A man with him. Are you crazy? Yes, you are. That's that natural mind. The principalities got in my way. They got more than me. I wanted that and I didn't get it. They got that and more. They got more than me. They took me from being supervisor and put me back on the line. Now I'm just a worker. You don't understand. He was just too fine. I couldn't resist him. None of this shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Is he your Lord? Are we walking in the spirit? Are we walking in the flesh? We, you know, doing what the flesh wants us to do. Because some heavy burdens coming our way, some heavy trials coming our way, some heavy things coming our way. We're going to lose loved ones. You might lose a job. wife may walk off and leave you. Husband may walk off and leave you. Might lose a child. Your adult child may come and tell you, I don't ever want anything else to do with you. I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. You haven't heard from them in 10 years. There are going to be some heavy trials, but would you let it separate you from the love of God? But see, it can't separate you if you never was in there. If you had that form of godliness, it wasn't separating you. You was already separated. But many times things happen and it draw us to him. It put us in the right perspective place with him. And many times we cry, oh, Lord, have mercy, this and that, that, that. God allowing it because he got a work for you. He got a place for you. But we don't understand that we're not trying to get in the place. We're trying to keep our flesh clean. But he come in because he knows the very intent of your heart. He come in and snatch that fleshly thing from you. And now all you got is to go to the spirit. Hallelujah. And God allow it. And it's a beautiful thing. Don't let nobody fool you about that, honey. Coming to God in the realness, that's a beautiful thing. You're going to get to know things about God that you didn't know before. He's going to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You didn't know this before. Ooh, look at God. And guess what? God will give you a heart to receive what you thought you never could. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you from experience. He'll give your heart to handle all and more that you didn't even know you was that strong. Yeah. When I was in prison, they said, pick that bag up. Right. It was a 50-pound bag of potatoes. I said, I can't pick that up. And I couldn't. I wasn't used to no picking up no 50 pounds or nothing. I wasn't used to picking up 5 pounds or nothing unless I'm picking up one of my babies or something, you know. When I left there, I could sling a 50-pound bag of potatoes just like anybody else who worked in there. One day they said, Mac, you got it. I said, I do. They said, Mac, did you feel it? I said, I didn't even feel it. They said, that come from practicing. Keep doing it, Mac. You're going to get good. He taught me how to stack crisscross. And I had never saw nothing like that or done nothing like that. When I went to the farmer's market, it was already done. I just chose what I want, paid for it, and walked away. But he showed me all this stuff. I worked in the main warehouse. Everything came through the prison. My hand touched it, basically. Yeah. You see? Keep practicing. Keep trusting God. Try to make it a perfect practice. Because perfect practice makes perfect. And you're rehearsing. Try to rehearse it perfectly without any blemishes or anything, any mistakes. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your body, with all your mind. Love him. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Work on that flesh. Work on killing it. Work on making it die. Work on bringing it under subjection so that God can be pleased. I'd rather please God than my flesh. Tell yourself that. And I'm not telling you it's easy. This is not an easy way. This is a pressing way. I can't tell you every day going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you you're going to win every battle like that. But if you continue on, you're going to be a winner in the end of everything. Hallelujah. Just got to continue on. In Jesus. It's all right today. In Jesus' name. I continued on because I didn't see Minister DeVault's number. I was looking for that 904. And I didn't see it, so I didn't stop to bring him in. I continued on. But I was really hoping I would see that number. I was going to stop on a dime and give 9.5 cent change. That's it. And let him come on in. So listen, The studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one, and we're going to one more song of the morning. But I want to pray this prayer right quick, and then we'll go to one more song and come back with the studio open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word, for your word really is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And Father, we come today and ask that you would sanctify us through that truth, for that word is truth. Help us today, Lord, to come up in you. Help us, Lord, to walk not after our flesh, but after the spirit of you. Father, strengthen us today that we would be the people that live right before you daily. Father, forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And today, Father, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you will wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. Father, give us a clean heart and renew your right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Thank you this day for forgiving us. We thank you for putting our sins as far as the east is from the west. You won't ever remember them again. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. This morning, we ask, Lord, that you would send a special anointing upon us all, an anointing of obedience, an anointing to share with others, an anointing to work while it's day. In the name of Jesus. And Father, let it stir up in us that we obey you at any cost. That Father, we show you love. We love you with all our hearts and mind and soul and everything, God, body, everything. We love you. And Lord, we want to show you. Strengthen us in this. In the name of Jesus. And Father, not our will, but your will be done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And Father, for those of us that have decided to do this even the more, Lord, I ask that you would shower us down with blessings from heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, let me go to this one. And when we come back, we're coming back with the studio open. And we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I did love that Rance Allen. One thing about him I knew is this. He believed when it came to praising God, he believed in having a good time. He believed in you dancing before the Lord. Yeah, if you mean what you're saying out here and things, go on and give God a praise of dance. Go on and give God a dance praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I heard that song right there, Sion. It was years ago. Had to be around 2002 or 2003, somewhere around in there when I first heard it. And I just loved it so much. Shante went and bought me the CD. Uh-huh. And then stole it back, Sion, and gave me the instrumental. And she kept the one with the words. I say, what is this? But I love that song. And I did love Rance Allen. Still love him. Yeah. Because I believe he allowed God to use him. And so I'm thankful this morning for good gospel music. All right, Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. Thank God for another day, another week, and another new day. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I thank you. I thank you for loving and giving me a second chance, a woman of a second chance.
Man.
God is a man. God was not man. He created the universe. He even created me. He's the most powerful being and the most powerful person to ever love someone like me, a little worm crawling around. Never seen my wings, that I was going to have wings and be a butterfly. I didn't know. All I knew is how to crawl in and out of bad places. But thank God you didn't allow me to stay in that position.
Amen.
You love me enough to say, stop, Jerry. Please stop. Stop. It was like the more I learned, the badder I got. The more I learned, the more you didn't have to show it to me, but one time, and I got it. Oh, man, I got this now. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to try it to the next level. I'm going to try and see what I can get away with. Oh, look. Oh, wow, look at this. I'm going to create things that ain't never been created before. Not that I'm God. It's just that I'm just need some guidance.
Yeah.
And so God knew my heart and he knew who I was. He said, Jerry, I'm going to give you a second chance. He always put people in my way that saved me. Saved me from my own self.
Yeah.
He gave me a marriage, and he knew that even though you divorced, you're still married. He saved me where I was. Although your parents are gone, I'm going to put you in a house of prayer. Now, you are going to be in the house of prayer, but you're going to do what you're going to do, but I'm going to be right there beside you, young lady. Because even my auntie knew that I called mommy. She knew I knew better. And she said to me one day when I was 14, Jerry, yes, ma'am, I'm tired of beating you. I'm just really tired. Why are you tired, mommy? She looked at me like, what? Why are you tired beating me? I'm tired of you beating me, too. Well, why you keep doing these things, Jerry? I don't know. I just, when I learn it, I want to do more and more and more. So mommy sent me off the cap. That was the worst thing in the world she could have done for me. She sends me to summer camp. I come back crazy, crazier than I was before I left. I found out about marijuana. Now I'm 14. Wow, what? How do you, wait. And they trying to talk, and they was talking too fast. I said, wait. I got to learn. Then I learned about cocaine. Wait. What are y'all saying? Then they go home. Man, I don't want to leave summer camp. Mommy said, well, I didn't get no calls for the camp. You want to go back next year? Yes, Mommy, I'll be very good in school this year. Was I very good in school? No. I'm skipping school to hook up with some of the friends I learned in summer camp. No, she's not getting no calls from the school now, because I'm not even in school. And then one day, Mom come to the school to pick me up early. I'm dashing back in the door, and there is her car sitting across the street. Oh, my God. This little brain goes to thinking. Mommy's getting out the car. I'm like, oh, my God, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to say. She said, where are you coming from? I know this was wrong, Mommy, but I was very thirsty, and that store right there on the corner, Mr. ABC store, I went in there, and I just had to get a soda. I won't do that anymore. You don't have to beat me. I'm not going to beat you. Oh, okay. She says, but you got a lot of chores to do, young lady, because this ain't the first time I ever saw you dashing out of school for a drink. Oh, well, you know, Mom, I'm getting good grades, and, you know, those teachers, they're kind of stupid. They keep going over the same thing over and over. She said, well, you know what? This summer, instead of going to camp, why don't you get a summer job? No, Mommy, I don't need I know I need a job, but, Mommy, please, I'll be good. What do I got to do? No more skipping school. I can do it. So, yeah, I can do it. I'm not going to skip the school the way I was skipping the school. I'll skip the school going through the back door, not in the front door. Because Mommy has shown me where she's been parking on those back streets. So now I'll walk across the viaduct, cut through the fields, and get back through the back door. I come out the front door, and there's Mommy sitting there waiting on me, and I wait. I'm so smart till I'm still stupid. The principal on call and told her Jerry was not in her third period from third period on down. Well, I didn't like them other classes. All I liked was math. And those friends of mine, they was helping me to enhance my math, Mom. What do you mean? Well, you know, I'm a little slow on the fractions, but now I know how to use, I almost said a scale, but I said the common denominator to get the right answers. And I know you wouldn't understand this, but I really needed help with those fractions. So, baby, all you had to do was tell me. You didn't have to go through all that. I got, because she was a mother, I got Miss XYZ. She's a math teacher. She can help tutor you. What? Yes. Here goes stupid me again. Oh, man. I don't need her to tutor me. I'll just catch on real fast and she'll stop tutoring me. So I played on with it for about a day or two. Then I say, I think I got it, Miss XYZ. Miss Mary, your daughter is smart. She's picking up on it. She did need a little tutoring. She was off there for a minute. She kept doing kilograms, and I kept telling her, I'm like, oh, my God, yes, I was messing up there. And I learned. I told my friends, look, what I got to do is get an after-school activity because I got to stay in school because we got to get back to camp, and we have to get some customers. Okay, it's friendly Jerry. She always get the customers. So that was my job, to show you how to do the kilograms and all that, with the baking soda and all that, but get the customers too, Jerry. Well, I get the customers because I'm not going to use this stuff. This stuff will kill you. But then it took my brother dying because he was so smart too. He committed suicide because he invented crack cocaine. That's when I said, you know, guys, I think I'm done. God had to come and take my mentor, which was my brother, to stop me from going to where I didn't want to go. And he always put in my mind, Jerry, I love you so much that I'll die for you. I love you so much till I give you the universe. I love you so much, Jerry. You don't have to do these things. I put you in a praying house. You a praying young lady. Yes, I would say my Our Father prayers with sincerity because I knew what my mom liked. And then I would hug her and say, let's do that, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, Mommy. She liked it, that. So I told her what she wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I became her favorite because I looked it so much like her sister that my father killed. She said, you look so much like my sister. It was seven of us. Mom had a bunk bed and I had a bunk bed. So I shared the room with Mommy. Then I began to get older and I thought, Mom, I want my own bedroom. She said, well, how are we going to do that? I don't know. I was thinking, instead of my sister in that room, why don't we send her to auntie house? And I have that big bedroom because I'm growing up. I'm 16 now. Oh, I've been good for a minute. So Mama thinking, you know what? She's ready for her own bedroom. Yes. So I can open the windows and sneak out. I just couldn't be good. Even when I got so close, even when God gave me the perfect husband, I couldn't be good. He was like Mommy. Jardine, you really got to stop this craziness. You know, and I'm trying to just, I was thinking, I'm always thinking, I need a psychiatrist. You think that's what's the problem, baby? Yes. I don't need no psychiatrist. I need you to leave me alone. I'm going to go in. You're going to get me the psychiatrist. And I'm going to tell the psychiatrist what she want to hear so I can have more meetings. And then all of a sudden, I'll start getting cured. And he'll start taking me and I say, I want to drive myself to the therapist, Robert. Okay, Jardine, you are improving and smiling more because now I have come up with another plan. I have come up with the plan how to not go to the psychiatrist, but pay her like I showed up because now I told her I had an after-school job. I was a professional liar. I started repenting so much until when I lost my other brother and had mental problems. I said, God, that could have been me. God said, how you know it's not you? Oh, well, because I'm smart? Yeah, but you do dumb things. God, help me. I need your help. I'm trying not to do these things. I don't know why I do these things. And so I would go to church a while, and then Mommy died. And she grabbed me by my hand, and she said, baby, all my prayers are on the throne. By the time you get 35, you will be done with the wicked ways of this earth. Mom, I'm 33 now. You say, I said at 35. God said, give you the 35. She says, my prayer is keeping you out of jail, young lady. Yes, ma'am. The paddling didn't do any good, did it? No, ma'am. Mom's laying there dying, so now I'm feeling guilty that I'm killing my mom. I didn't kill her. Then I started to get angry with God. God, why are you taking my mommy? He said, well, you was killing her. You kept going and going and going like the Eveready battery. You wouldn't stop. But before I knew it, I was 35. I now have a 10-year-old son. I'm teaching him the wrong things to do. I'm showing him how to have 4 and 5 bank accounts to write bad checks. And then he gets old and say, Mom, can I get 3 of those bank accounts like you? What do you mean? You know how you go over there to that store and go to that store and go to that bank. Oh, boy. They say teach a child as you have it to go. I'm teaching my son bad things. Oh, no, now I'm tired. Oh, I'm done now. I'm done. because I'm smart enough. My son may not be quite as smart. I back off. I said that was against the law. I had to sit him down and tell him. I almost went to jail. You don't want to do this. Well, how do we get extra money, Mommy? We go to work. We do the honest thing. And I started crying more and more because now I'm showing my son that's 10 years old the wrong things to do. I'm showing him how to hang out with drug addicts, drug dealers, weed cutters. He said, Mama, what is this? That's my plant snipper. Well, it was a plant. I wasn't lying to him. But then my son went off in the Marine Corps and he said, Mom, you always told me the truth. You didn't lie and tell me it was that plant snipper was a weed cutter. You told me it cut plants. I learned that it was a weed cutter. Son, please don't do the things I've done. That's when I started at 35, getting on my knees, asking God, please protect my son, for I was stupid. And I learned something on this walk. We sometimes think we're ready for marriage, but we're ready for enjoyment. My partner was ready, but I needed training. Marriage is just not jumping in and saying, yeah, we're married. Woo, let's have fun. Because one day your partner will say to you, babe, we need to talk. Okay. What do you want to do in this marriage? What do you want to do in this marriage? I guess what we're doing, we're having fun, we go out, we get somebody to babysit the baby, and we go play cards on Friday night, and I drive home while you're drunk. I think we're having a good time. Jerry, that's not a good time. So Geraldine, when he said Geraldine, now I know it's serious. Yes, babe. This is what we're going to do in this marriage. We're going to start putting money aside. What are we going to put it aside for? Because we have a child, and the child's going to have to go to college. Oh, okay. Okay. So you going to put the money aside? Or I got to put money aside with you? He said, Jerry, remember when we said I do? I became we and not me. That M in M-E became a W as we. So we is a team. We are a team. Jerry, you remember that I and my and me? It became ours, us, and we. We're no longer single. We are plural. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. And what's ours is our child. We have a child. You're no longer 19, babe. You almost 40. It's time to grow up. Well, you know what? You can grow up because, see, you already had your fun. You older than me. I still need to have some fun partying. Okay, Jerry, this is what I'm going to do for you, Jardine. What? I'll let you party on Friday night. Okay. And I'll party on Saturday night. Okay. You going to be okay with that? Yeah. What are the ground rules for the party? He said, you must be home by 12 o'clock. Oh, great. I can do that. Yeah, you can do it. But see, when you let sin in, 12 o'clock become 1 day, 2 days, maybe 3 days later. You allow the wrong things to enter into your marriage. Marriage is just not marriage. Counselor, go to class so we can get married. Marriage is we need to sit down and make some real rules. Besides me, babe, there is no other man in your life besides God. I was conceived out of sin. My father was married. My mother was not. we have to be real careful what we do. I was sitting here last night thinking, Lord, have mercy on all the things I've done. You've forgotten it, Lord. But for some reason, it's coming back to me. Thank you for covering me. Thank you for wrapping your heart and mind and body around me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me more than I loved myself. Thank you, Lord, for sending me a real husband. Thank you, Lord, for sending me real friends. Even my drug friends granted me favor and told the police she was not doing what we were doing. She just wanted to ride along with us. They didn't even tell them that I was the one showing them how to cut the stuff up. They saved me out of jail and told me, don't return here no more with us, Jerry. You don't belong here. Thank you, Lord, that if I'd have just gave my marriage a chance, confessed with my mouth, stopped trying to run the streets because I have turned to be we. Stop trying to be me and start being we so we can be us and us can be ours. But that's where we go wrong. Some of us start making more money than a husband. Now, he ain't nothing. You ain't even nothing. I make more money than you. Well, you make no money, but we are a couple. We forget that God made the man the head. I forgot. I never knew because I never had a father. I never knew what marriage looked like. I saw what I thought marriage looked like. Mama always on her knees praying. That was so boring. We go to church from Sunday school until 4 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. We had to have the pastor over, and he had to eat before we ate. I said to Mommy one day, why he get to eat our food? We barely have enough to eat ourselves. He's bringing blessings in the house. I talked my brother that's still my best friend today. Let's go in there and get those chicken legs and those chicken feet. He's not going to get those today. Let's sneak them in our room and go outside and eat. I mean, I'm the bad one. My brother said, well, will Mommy get mad? We'll just tell her the rats came in there and got them. Look at the rats. We'll tell Mommy the rats came and got it. He said, they only came and got the chicken, Jerry? Yeah. Rats like meat. We like meat. We went outside behind the pantry and ate the chicken legs and the feet. Mommy came in the kitchen and fixed the pastor's food. We were smart, but we came back with grease around our mouth. Oh, my gosh. Mommy said, who's been in the chicken? Oh, yeah, Mommy, we saw them rats. They was taking that chicken and running with it. She said, Jerry, you know the reason I have the pastor over every Sunday? So he can get rid of the rats? No, so he can bless this house. I'm a widow. You might not have heard about the widow and the son. And God never let her meal barrel go empty. But these things you'll learn, young lady. She said, I don't feed the pastor before I feed you guys. I feed him so he can bless our house. Bless the prophet, receive a prophet reward. Feed the prophet and your meal barrel will never go empty. I didn't understand that. But now that I've learned to be a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, I promise you every time I look around, I'm getting some type of reward cash on my credit card. I'm getting some type of check in the mail. And I'm getting the love of God all around me. So much to my friends are saying, every time I look around, you always get the blessing. I've been on this walk for so many years, and God ain't did that for me. I lose my job. He put me on the job, and I still pay my house note. You lose your job with foreclosure, and he gives you the deed. Don't be jealous. I had to go through something. God knew I didn't know. He'll protect those that don't know. He knew I didn't know.
Yes.
But I thank him every day for allowing me to learn what's good. What we need is Jesus. He's on the main line. All you got to do is say, Father, and I mean this from the sincere of my heart, I stretch my hands to thee. For there is no other help I know.
Amen.
If thou withdraw thy hands from me, well, if will I go. God, you never let me go to Salzbacher's. You didn't send me to Nat Glover's Inn. You didn't send me to the military. But, Father, you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself. You kept me in a marriage when I was ready to run away. You kept me being a mother and giving up the clubs to sit down so each one of my children never knew what a C looked like on their report card. You kept me getting Mother of the Year awards. And God, I thank you that you stopped me from teaching my children the wrong way and stopped sitting down with them on Sunday evening reading the Bible to them. So when my son went in the Marine Corps, he came back, he said, Mom, I'm not Baptist, but I'm Catholic. I said, I learned that. What do you mean? I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in my words and in my thoughts, the things I've done and the things I failed to do. He said, Mom, you know the graphic. Yes. I thought it would be best if I'm going to send you to Catholic school to learn what they were teaching you. I thought it would be best if you were going to be Baptist to learn that Jehovah, Jesus, the son of David, is here to save us. Silver or gold, he has not. But he has everything I need, and all I got to do is look to the hills from which my help coming from. My help comes from the Lord. And I thank you, God. There were times I went in a rear closet and closed the door, but I heard him say, weeping may endure for a night. Jerry, it's midnight. Your joy is coming in the morning.
Amen.
There's something about that midnight.
Oh,
Jesus always saved you when you don't know how to save yourself. He saved you from your father, who was set out to destroy your mother and himself. He saved you from the world, who was set out to try to turn you against him. He set out to try to put you in places would have been too much for you to do. I heard Baba talking about a 55 bag of potatoes. I'm like, oh, Lord, I have a hard time picking up five pounds. Whew, I probably would have died in there, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I heard my son come home from the military saying, I have to run 10 miles a day. Oh, Lord, I can barely walk to the mailbox. Lord, I don't even know how to pick up three or four things of clothes and put them in the washing machine. I saw on TV the other night how the prison was washing all those clothes and sweating in there. I'm like, ooh, thank you, Jesus, for saving me out of there. Because I wouldn't have been able to break out. And all the knowledge I had would not have been able to save me from what I was desperately trying to get into. So I ask us all, as we go about ourselves this weekend, think twice before we think on the world and how much fun they're having with the liquor driving drunk. Think twice before you say, oh, I can go and do whatever I want to because God going to forgive me. He don't have to forgive you. But he's already died for a worm like you, Jerry. You turn into a cocoon, into a butterfly. First you was a worm, a caterpillar, and then the cocoon, a cocoon and caterpillar and a butterfly. You didn't know you had wings. I let you fly. But, baby, I don't owe you anything else, Jerry. It's time that you stop giving me praise. because I've learned a lot of things. When blessings go, when praises go up, my God, do blessings come down. You can come unemployed, but God will give you a brand new car with 12 miles on it, no money down, and put your payments off for 9 months. Ha! Hallelujah. 12 miles and 9 months payment deferment and no job. We must keep that in mind. You had no job. And your credit score was 409, 409, not 500. But they had a special program for someone like me, better known Jesus. Now they have another special program for someone like me. It's called Jesus in the Morning.
Amen.
We all need to just say, Father, I'm here to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, God, for walking with me in the shadows of the valleys of death. Thank you, God, for taking my hand and leading me on, for I know not what I'm doing. Thank you, Lord, for hanging on that cross. Thank you, Lord, even when I was praying, church, you blessed me anyway. Thank you, God, even when I was doing wrong in my marriage, you still saved me throughout the marriage. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, I learned to look in the mirror and say, before I can receive forgiveness, I've got to give forgiveness to myself. I've got to ask for forgiveness. For I am a sinner that needs the Lord to forgive me. I need to forgive myself. Then I need to tell my family, my husband, my children, I love you. And be patiently and wait on the Lord to return to me what he feels I deserve to have. I was supposed to stay married to Mr. Crowley until the day he died. Not to the day I tried and find five lawyers and he paid $7,000. He said, if the divorce is what you want, I'll pay for it. Oh, I know you're going to pay for it. Oh, God, sit down somewhere. Please sit down, Jerry. He didn't have to pay for it, but he did. For such a worm as I. The judge gave him the house. I didn't have nowhere to go. I ain't never packed and moved nowhere in my life. Robert came in and said, you can stay here for the rest of your life, Jerry. To whichever one of us die first, your name will always stay on this deed. I won't take it off. Your name will stay on all my cars and trucks. Everything I own, including my bank account, it still belongs to you. Oh, but Robert, I'm not your wife. You don't have to remind me what your title is. I even tried to make the lawyer give me back my maiden name. He said, well, Miss Crowley, you've had this name so long, it's going to be kind of hard. Okay, I'll keep the name.
Amen.
Fact, I'm doing Robert a favor.
Jerry.
Robert was doing me a favor, saying, I get paid every Friday, Jerry, leave me $100 in the bank so I can have some money over the road.
Jerry, can you hear me?
$100. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Listen, I have one more. Yeah, I can hear you good. I have one more caller, but I have a request.
Oh, good.
Okay, I have to play this request, and then I'm waiting for her to come back in and press that number one. So
need to hear this.
Yeah, so let me go to this request, and then we'll come back to hear from her.
Yes, I put my phone on mute.
Okay, all right.
Fire.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Miss Corinne Hawthorne, I think it is. Won't he do it this morning? And I'm dedicating this one to my goddaughter, Laura, in Philadelphia. God bless you, baby. God bless you. And I hope you enjoyed the song this morning. And we thank God. I'm waiting for Minister Robin Lynn Lafayette to come back in. I sent her, she was in, but I guess she had to go. And so I sent her a request to come back. And so I'm waiting for her to come back. It's her birthday today as well. She's the promotion and production manager for Jesus in the Morning. And happy birthday to you, Robin Lynn. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Robin Lynn. Happy birthday to you. God bless you with a many more. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? Area code 253.
Hi, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. I just wanted to say I stand and agree with you. I'm praying for our nation's leaders.
I need you to put Sherry, Brother Louis Wise, put her on your prayer list as well. She fell the other day and broke her hip, and they thought yesterday she had a stroke, but we prayed the prayer of faith, and the doctors say they don't understand, but she didn't have a stroke. But we understand. We know God did it for Sherry. He turned it around. Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
We're praying. Yes. You be encouraged, Brother Louie. We love you.
Amen. So listen, happy birthday to you. I hope you enjoy this day. I got to look at some things, and if things looking right, then I would cash app you.
Oh, Jesus. God bless you. You know,
amen.
I was really talking about the picture. I was like, you sent me a picture of the cake. Well, send me a picture of this. Send me a picture of that. Send me a picture of this. That's what I really meant.
Yeah. Send me some fudge. I saw it. But God bless you. I thank you for all the years of your service and helping us out over here when we get in trouble and everything. And I'm grateful to you. Thank you for Roku and the other places. I thank you for showing me this morning where you had already posted me over there. And so I thank you. I thank you. And I thank you for allowing me to play on Vibes Live. I thank you for that. Yeah. Because we reach many listeners that way. Yeah. And so I'm grateful.
Yeah, it's all God and I just thank you for your diligence and your faithfulness because
Amen.
Many have come and given the word and then they've left. They broke ranks, they abandoned their folks, leaving many people out there still hungry for the word. A lot of people, they can't make it to the church, especially with Corona and this and everything, you know. So just God bless you so much for everything that you're doing.
Amen.
And thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yo, I love me some Jesus in the Morning.
Well, listen, you know, I don't look at the numbers. I don't really look at the numbers. I go into the studio. And, you know, I look at, you know, what each show, you know, who listened to each show and this kind of thing. But today, for some reason, and I didn't even know it was your birthday yet, I went in and I looked. Mm-hmm. So listen to this, Robin Lynn, with your help now, 953,278 listen. Do you hear me? We headed into 11 years. We're headed, September would be 11 years. Yeah. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's looking for faithful people. He's looking for those who won't come off the wall, but they're going to stay until the labor's done. That's what he's looking for. Yeah.
For
the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest send more laborers. But we want to remember the labor that God called or chose us to do. And we stay on the wall. No need to come down. Many mornings, even this week, because I had some things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, I wanted to skip a couple of days to get some things done. But this is the thought that come to me, Robin Lynn. What about those people that come faithfully every morning seeking God? You know, what about those people that every morning just to hear prayer and be included in prayer? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Because he's looking for faithfulness. He's looking for faithfulness. Yeah. And God keep on blessing us. Yeah. And I'm grateful unto him. But again, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy your special day. And like I said, I'm going to look at some things. And if everything looking right, then I'll be able to cash out you today. So God bless you, and again, happy birthday, and we thank you for all the help that you've done to help us over here. Yeah, thank you for
Jesus, that ain't enough but God, okay? All the glory, everything, it all belongs to him. I don't even take no credit. All wisdom comes from above. He the one that gave me the information and the knowledge and everything, so I don't take credit for none of it, so... And thank you so much for telling me them numbers. That's almost a million.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I heard the buddy Willie Brown say, and they say Blog Talk wasn't about nothing. He talking about evidently Blog Talk is something. But see, when God is in it, when God is in it, it make all the difference in the world. Yeah, when he's first, you put him first. Yeah, he will establish your thoughts. Yeah, if you obey, he'll establish your thoughts. Look, hold on. Don't go nowhere, Robert. I got Brother Frank coming in this morning. Good morning,
Amen.
Brother Frank. God bless you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm blessed. Good morning. I thank God for being here to get over here in time. And I this is a happy birthday to you. Happy
Thank
birthday
you.
To you. Is this Miss Jeremiah was a bullfrog?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. I got over just in time. I said, oh, my goodness, I better catch. I'm waking up and thanking God for being here. It's a lovely day. Lovely day.
Yes,
lovely day.
Yes,
I'm just here. This is good.
Amen. That Brother Frank remembered that, Robin Lynn. That Brother Frank remembered that. Oh, my goodness. She used to tell me this, Brother Frank, hello, Mama Lynn. I said, okay, hello, sister, helper of one another, because she was all over the place. She was over there helping Apostle Anderson. And then she was over there helping Apostle Timberlake. And I'm thinking to myself, how did I get her to help me? So one day I asked her a question, and she said, oh, yes, I can do that. And so she come in, and she did that, and she let me know, anytime you need me, just let me know. I was so happy. Yes, I was so happy because on YouTube, she put it on Spreaker. And I had done some Spreaker over there, but I left Spreaker because they overcharged me. But she kept it kind of going, you know, over on Spreaker. And I think it's Apple and Ruko and Roku. And this Robin Lynn Maven here. So I thank God today that she put it out to all those places. And we don't hear a lot about her, a lot from her, but she's always there. I was trying to help John and Carol in Canada, and I sent her some information. But I think it's there, you know, it's where they are. They're not in the U.S., they're in Canada. And so, you know, it's some other stuff along with that. But nonetheless, we keep them lifted in prayer, Carol and John. We keep them lifted
in
prayer. Yeah. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. And y'all keep, I'm going to say his name in a minute. I see his face. The bishop used to come every Monday. Oh, I can't think of his wife. In Beaumont, Texas. We keep him lifted. Mm-hmm. He and his wife. Keep
not Rocky. Ricky? Rocky?
No. I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
I'm sorry.
I can't even remember the church. I am something. I can't remember, and I don't know why, but Bishop have been good to me over the years, and anytime I've asked him to come, you know, he would come. And I might write him today, see if he's busy, and if not, well, he'll come too. But there are many listeners to Jesus in the Morning all over the world, and we thank God for this. Again, we're going on 11 years. And God has blessed us. Yeah, faithfulness, he blessed. You know what it is? I just thank him. 953,278. Now, you know God is faithful.
Amen.
5 days a week, Brother Frank. Started off doing it 7 days. And the Lord said, you don't have to work yourself like that 5 days and take the weekend off to prepare for Monday and next week. And that's what I started doing, and it worked out just fine. I could keep going.
Yeah.
And he would have me to invite people from everywhere, Brother Frank, people from everywhere. And those people would come and share with us many different things. He played in that Saint and Sinner. I got an interview with him, got an interview with Michael T. Williams, the guy that played Bubba Gump. Played Bubba in Forrest Gump. Got a chance to speak live with Vicki Winans. You know, different things God did. But he know I'm not chasing after the celebrities. I speak with what they call the underdog, those that are living this thing that they're talking about. And I know this is what's happening. Yeah. And so we thank him this morning. Thank him for those that have been with me for years and years and years. Louis, Frank. Anthony D. Yeah, it's time been here a long time. Sister Dot came in and didn't leave. Wouldn't leave. I said, look at Dot. My girl. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, when I first met her, she was getting ready to retire. And one day she said, I don't know how I found you. I thought to myself, I know how you found me. God sent you over here. Because those he sends, you know, if he's sending these people, they get to this state. Oh, I see you 708 this morning. That's my 708 area code right there. You know, I look for you every morning. I know some mornings you may not be able to come, but I look for that 708 area code every day. Yes, yes. And Sister Spinner and Rose Brown. Rose Brown started coming a few years ago. Never stopped. Each morning, faithful. I see that 904, that 644. I said, oh, that's my wiki, wiki, wiki right there. Yeah, and I'm just grateful. Sister Rita started coming, didn't stop. Sion, she started coming, didn't drop off. When I look up, I see the 407 in there. I said, look at Sion. Good morning, sunshine. I said to myself, this cheerleader right here is not going nowhere. And then my God baby, Sister Laura, in Philadelphia. And then, you know, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them now. I'm telling you, there's a whole heap of them over there. That Melody Rose, yeah, Sister Samoa. And, they come and just didn't stop coming. And Mike and Kim Hopps, they came aboard and stayed, you know. And I'm like, Lord, I thank you for these people. Somebody who represents Congresswoman Cori Bush, you know, they came and didn't stop. Jerry come one time, Jerry didn't stop. And Jerry going to testify every day. She said, Baba, God told me to do it. And if I do it, more people will come along and testify. If she can tell all of that, I can say something for God, you know. Sister Patricia Slusser. Yeah, Sister Lisa's Apostle Boatwright, when she can, she run right in there. Brother Lee Hamilton. Me and Brother Lee Hamilton somewhat had a disagreement because I put something on Facebook and he didn't quite understand what I was saying, but he got a little upset about that thing. And he wrote me. He said, I'll never listen to you again. And I said, okay, but I ask you to forgive me because he didn't understand what I was saying. And I went on in Jesus' name. One day he just shows up in the email and he writes me. And on top of writing me, guess what? He worked a side job. And in his side job, he made a couple of $100s from a pastor. And he split the money down the middle with me and his wife. Yeah. And I was so excited about that. I said, look at this man right here. Yeah, because he's for the right thing. He gave a great testimony of him going into the store to buy something. And he gave a homeless man. But it really wasn't a homeless man. It was the angel of the Lord that God had sent Brother Hamilton's way. Beautiful testimony. Beautiful testimony. And so I'm just thankful. Hey, glory to you, God. Unto the Lord that I can be here each weekday morning doing what he would have me to do. And that I got to meet each of you. And now I know your name. Yeah, some I don't know names. They come every day. Those overseas, some of those people never say nothing. They just sit back and listen. But I thank God for each and every caller. And I thank God for those that I've known for years. Thank God for Brother Frank. Yeah, I needed him many mornings because sometimes men come. I'm not a man. I don't know how men, you know, think and work like that. And Brother Frank, God would have him here. And he would step up to the plate. Woo! And God would work it out. Brother Anthony. Yeah, God used Brother Frank many days to bless him. And today we can tell God thank you for the things he has done in Brother Anthony's life. Yeah, y'all don't know like we know what God has done to Jesus in the morning, Brother Frank. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So again, happy birthday, Minister Robin Lynn Maiden. And God bless you. And I know people say, well, them two nuts, they come in there just laughing.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Frank said, is that Jeremiah was a bullfrog? Oh, my
And I wanted to let you know, a week ago, I was ordained as evangelist. So I'm now evangelist.
I could have attended the ordination service, but that Sunday I forgot what was going on. Something was going on and I was on the phone.
I
didn't know what they ordained you as, but I saw you was coming up for ordination. God bless you.
That's right. God bless you. All his peace and love be with you.
I'm still carrying around my certificate.
Tell me about it. I know what you said. I got on the airplane and actually it was 2016 when I was officially ordained, and I asked Holy Spirit, I said, look, I need to go to Philadelphia and get officially ordained. And I flew to Philadelphia. I stayed 7 days, and it was great. The Holy Ghost hit me, and I jumped up, tore my pants, and put my robe on me. And they said, we'll get you up here, Pastor. We'll get you in. I said, get me up here. Let me do what I have to do for the Lord. Oh, it's wonderful. It's when every time I hear the Lord blessing someone, it just makes me feel great because he is the one whom we owe everything to.
Yeah.
Okay, let me shut up. I'll be back to Sister Jerry all morning. So God bless you again. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, 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 many more. Because I'll be asking about you. Now I got a chance to hear you again. It's all good.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I can't always make it to the show every morning, but I'll be busy putting it out as well as all the other programming throughout the whole entire day.
Amen.
Yeah, we know you're busy. We know you're busy, and we know you're working. And I know, you know, I'm not the only one that you're helping. So whenever you can get here, we tell God thank you for you. And, you know, we love you. And Sister Jerry say happy birthday to the sweet lady. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So listen, we may be going out, but we're going to. I'm going to ask everybody, all the intercessors, to pray for Sister Rita. Pray for healing for Sister Rita this morning. And so, and Sister Rita, I sent Brother Louis your message that you sent to me for him yesterday. I sent that over to him. And I didn't see an email from him this morning. Maybe he thought he emailed me, but he probably forgot. But we're going to pray for her. So if we can go to prayer, because we've gone out, so it don't matter. We still can go to prayer. And I ask God to bless them today in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for hearing and answering us. Father, we thank you for Sherry's recovery. And God, we ask that you will continue to bless them with no pain, no spasms in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bring Sister Rita before you this morning. We know you to be a healer. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, it's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. We ask today that you would heal Sister Rita's hands, God. Move by your spirit and heal her in the name of Jesus. Give her good rest at night, Lord. Let her sleep well with no pain in the name of Jesus. And Lord, show her what to get to do for her hands in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, this morning as we depart, we ask that you would bless our going, bless our coming, meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, many of us need healing. Many of us need other things. God, we ask that you would move for us this day. We're your people, and we trust you. We're leaning and depending on you. For Lord, we know no other to go to but you. And Lord, you said in your word that if we ask, you would give. If we seek, we would find. If we knock, the door would come open. We're asking you, seeking you, Father, and knocking on your door for our many blessings, our miracles, your favor upon our lives. Do it for us today, every caller and every listener, in the name of Jesus. Those coming through the archives and the podcast, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless these your people. They come faithfully to listen, even after the show has gone off. Lord, do it for them today. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you today. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, April the 7th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. I got the yard men out there cleaning out flower beds, and so I'm going out there and talk with them and get my day started. So again, have a blessed day.